better one American at a time.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody, to you and yours from all of us here at America tonight. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with you. Thinking in my mind about the ball game I'm going to go to, the great train robbery I'm going to take part in. That's how things are shaping up for me with my 10-year-old nephew. And the watering hole we're going to go swimming in and the burgers we're going to make ultimately. I'm sure some of you have scattered schedules as well like that with family, and isn't that the greatness of having the extra day to celebrate? Plus, what it means, the flag, the parades, all the things that we hearken back to in our minds, and the days when we were sitting in our history class, and ooh, how cool was it when you learned about the founding fathers and what it took to start this great nation and how long we have been living, breathing, and doing it here in the United States. You know, it's our 235th birthday, and that's what it is. It truly is a birthday of independence. And I hope the people that are staying after school in Washington think about that, because the Senate is not going to take off for July 4th to work on the family. They're going to work and the barbecue. They're going to work on legislation, supposedly, instead, to raise the debt ceiling and cut the deficit, according to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's the bad guy in all of this. But the bottom line is, even if they stay and they don't get anything done, well, what's the difference? It makes them look like they're trying to do something. This is what we know. August 2nd, supposedly, is when we run out of money. We got to pay bills in full on time. The deadline, a handful of weeks away, a month away. The nation now, and if you don't raise our legal borrowing limit, $14.3 trillion. That's such a crazy number. Can't even break that down in my head. Can't even do it. It's just beyond me, right? So the House is out of town. They're going to work in home districts, they say, this week. And on recess on July 4th, they'll be back July 6th. And, you know, Congress doesn't have to be in session to get a deal on the debt ceiling, because really it's just a small gaggle of people anyway that have been working with the White House behind closed doors, both Republicans and Democrats. So how much work are they actually going to do? And I mean, this is more of, let's make us look good because I'm doing something. Hey, we're doing something. They're taking a page out of Hollywood. It's like a publicity stunt, but it's not well-crafted. That's my take. It's not well-crafted, okay? Somebody who wants to be president and says he can make a difference is Mitt Romney. Lately, Michelle Bachmann has been getting a lot of the headlines on the Republican side of the race for 2012. So Romney is out there and stumping and talking about the president, and here's what he had to say.
The president says, just give me more time. And it could have been worse. It couldn't have been worse for the people who worked here at this plant. For them, it's as bad as it gets. The president's time is being focused on playing golf and campaigning in Pennsylvania today, and blaming. He should be spending his time and his energy working on getting Americans back to work and fixing this economy.
Campaigning and blaming. I wonder if he realized he made that rhyme when he said that. It is true. The president slyly is off campaigning. I mean, certainly he can campaign, but when he hammered everybody so hard about why they're not getting anything done, then he takes off and he is out there stumping. Yeah, it was easy to take a shot at him, and Romney took the opening. Speaking of taking shots, I'm going to switch gears because here we go again. The NBA has locked out its players. What a labor mess that's turned out to be, just like the NFL. I think the NFL stays down. I think the NBA comes up with an agreement. Could be wrong on this. And looking at it from all angles and talking to various people who make a living covering that sport, just like I have done with the NFL, when they're in the trenches day after day after day after day and they're pounding the pavement to get any kind of story, figuring out where they're going as this mess gets settled. In the NFL, it's almost like what we're seeing in Washington. You'll get these little positive points of view that come out. Oh, no, no, we're close to solving this. In fact, players are saying, you know, players are out there doing workouts and whatever, and they're telling people, oh, no, I think it's going to be, we're going to have the NFL in full. I'm not so sure. I think the optimists are not looking at this correctly. They have serious rose-colored glasses wrapped around their heads. But the NBA, it just started. I think that they still will end up coming up with some kind of plan in the end. Boy, what a plan Maria Sharapova had. We'll do a little sports shorts here. If you're a fan of the great game of tennis, maybe you just play it recreationally or you used to do it. You know, Maria Sharapova won Wimbledon when she was just 17 years old, and here she is trying for a second title, and she's just going about it kind of quietly. So she rolls on to the finals, and here's what she had to say about making it all the way back.
It's a great feeling. It's been many years, but it's a really great feeling. You know, today wasn't my best match of the championship, so I was really happy to get through in two sets, but it's pretty amazing to be back on that stage.
All right, and then there were four on the other side, of course, Rafa Nadal and Andy Murray and Joe Wilfried Tsonga from France and Novak Djokovic from Serbia. They were down to those four and ultimately will be whittled down to just the two. Nadal had to say this about Wimbledon and, of course, his experience last year and moving in even deeper.
Semi-finals is a fantastic result because you have to be playing really well to be there. You have to win a lot of difficult matches and you pass a difficult moment. So right now I'm focused on tomorrow. I am the defending title, but that's 1 year ago. It doesn't affect on the tournament of today. I'm happy to be back here and enjoying these moments.
All right, so you gotta love that. He just goes about his business, same thing every year for him, and I have never seen, the time I've gone to tennis matches, anyone hit a tennis ball so hard. He rips the fur off the ball, as it were, you know, no question about it. Just absolutely incredible. We want to jump back to politics for just 1 second, because it was kind of a goodbye. It was a goodbye for Robert Gates, who spanned two administrations as the Secretary of Defense. And the president had a quick note to say about Gates and his performance in that role.
A humble American patriot. A man of common sense and decency. Quite simply, one of our nation's finest public servants.
Yeah, there's things that he's done that I didn't agree with, but there was a lot that Gates did that I did agree with. And he definitely tried, I think, to serve his country. And maybe he'll be missed, because we'll have to compare and see what happens with Leon Panetta as he slides into that role now. We're going to lighten things up and do our little cheap movie review. Some big movies coming out, especially for the kids, next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The holidays are always a good time to catch a flick. If you're hanging by yourself, you're single, not going to be around your family or whatever, and you're just kind of kicking back, a lot of times people find themselves in a movie, or you're a big movie fan like me. It's a good escape, a couple hours away from all the other white noise in your life. And the movie selection this time around kind of varied. One is a sequel. It's one of the Transformer sequels, because here we go again with another one. I think this is the third Transformer movie. To me, this might be more like a DVD rental, but I have a feeling since my nephew's around, I'm probably going to go see it on the big screen. And some of you with boys in your lives probably will run out to see Transformers 2. Take a listen. Here's a little sneak preview.
Our entire space race of the 1960s was in response to an event.
If you breathe a word of what you've seen here, we'll do time for treason.
Everything humans know of our planet, we were told, had been shared. You lied to us. You've made a grave mistake.
Took over the planet.
It'll be fine. They promise.
It's over. I'm sorry, but it's final.
faith in us, but never in yourselves. From here, the fight will be your own.
All right, get your 3D glasses ready if you're going to go see it in the big screen. Shia LaBeouf is back because he is, of course, the main character. Josh Duhamel is Lieutenant Colonel in this one. It's a kind of a who's who cast. John Malkovich, Frances McDormand, if you remember her from Fargo, Patrick Dempsey. And this time around, Transformers Dark of the Moon, what you just heard there, all that, that's probably a Transformer. In a nutshell, there's this mysterious event from the Earth's past, and it erupts into the present day. So it threatens to bring a war, of course, naturally, to the Earth so big that the Transformers alone cannot save us. So somebody else has to step in and do some saving. We move from Transformers to something completely different. Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts in a movie together again. It's called Larry Crown.
What'd they say?
You have to listen twice.
Larry Crown at the Common Break area?
It's Employee of the Month Day. How many will this
be? Oh, I'm not saying.
Nine. Herman, we've come to a parting of the ways.
This sounds like you're firing me. Get you some knowledge and you'll be fireproof.
I was downsized.
I'm here to make sure that never happens again. You ready to go to work?
Economics 1. Master my course and you will take over the world.
How fast does it go?
Larry, it's got power!
Didn't see you in the scooter pit last term.
Want to join my gang?
You're in a gang? What kind of thugs you even got involved with?
Just my college buddies.
Excuse me, this class is canceled. The state requires a minimum of 10 students per class, so thanks.
Is this C-217?
Take off your pants.
What?
You are way cooler than you appear. My boyfriend's here. Put your pants back on.
Man. Button a fly.
I have a speech class who thinks the Renaissance is a fair they go to every July.
What's the name of this class anyway?
Really?
Brain freeze.
Who's waiting for a bus? You need a ride.
I'll ride, but I will not wear that bucket on my head.
Check this out. We all got free tattoos.
This is glass. I can see through glass. In the Navy, I went around the world 5 times. But I would never be able to communicate it to you unless I had taken speech 217. You're a great teacher.
Spectacular. Would you like to kiss me?
Oh, let's do that again! And this time, permission to cop a field.
You are so cute, I can see you.
All right, unlikely he's fired. You could tell that from what you heard there. He worked at a company, a big box company, where he'd spent most of his life. Then he has now a new career in front of him. So he goes to a community college, meets Julia Roberts. Sounds likely, doesn't it? Here's the good thing. It's a chick flick kind of movie, 1 hour, 39 minutes. You throw in the run to get popcorn, all that stuff, and you're not really going to be drained from spending too much time on the movie. It's gotten okay reviews. And Tom Hanks is so likable anyway, right? And a lot of people like Julia Roberts. We move from that movie to one a little saucier called Monte Carlo.
This is what's gotten me through the last 4 years of pep rallies. Imagining myself walking along the Seine and standing on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Do you mind if we order?
Grace, go with Meg and Emma. Have a great trip.
Paris. Nobody pinch me.
The Junior Ambassador Suite offers luxury accommodation.
Shut! I single-handedly chose the worst tour in all of Paris.
They're leaving!
She's here!
This
This is crazy. It's me, Cordelia.
Mother's forcing me to go to some charity thing.
You look just like her.
Look this way.
You're like twins.
This way.
Excuse me, Miss Scott. As you requested, a 26-pound lobster.
I shall take it in my room.
First class.
We are way out of our league.
This was never part of the plan. I'm out.
Real Cordelia gets to play hooky for a few days.
And we...
I'll get the vacation that we deserve.
You're called waiting.
Thank you.
We are going to Monte Carlo.
We'll get caught. Then you'll get to say I told you so.
Jet set Maris, Cordelia Winthrop Scott.
Oh,
what?
Cordelia, you are a bad girl.
What'd I do?
What didn't you do?
Hello. How hard can it be?
Try on the Dior.
You look like a $1 million. Yes,
beautiful me. Cordelia, there's something different about you.
Different?
I have been marrying the booth.
She totally bought it. Who says
you're not
perfect?
Who says you're not worth it? You're not what I expected. You're different. Who says you're not beautiful? Who
says? Hi.
We finally meet a guy who likes me for me. And I'm not even me.
Cordelia, wait!
Monte Carlo.
What's she doing here?
Go, 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 go!
Wow, you can see everything from up here.
All right, you can tell this is probably teen girl kind of movie thing. Selena Gomez is popular. She's in it. Annie McDowell from an older crowd. She was Sex Lies and Videotape. Remember, she was in it. And it's a girl who goes on a trip to Paris with her best friend. And then things really get wacky from there. Could be good if you have those preteen girls for sure. Whatever you do, though, make sure you take time to hang with the family, kick back, relax, whatever, and have a very, very happy and safe 4th of July. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us here on ATN.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Topping odds and ends this time around, you know, it's where we tie a lot of odd kind of things up in a neat little segment. It's sort of neat. Sometimes it gets sloppy. I am the poll princess. There is no doubt about it. It's interesting to check out what the polls say, and they do skew in different directions depending on what Pew poll you're looking at, Rasmussen or any of the others, the CNN polls. So this is the scoop. The latest, greatest one. A generic Republican candidate holds a 4-point lead, supposedly, over President Obama in a hypothetical 2012 election matchup. So it's the fifth week in a row that that ghost candidate has been ahead. And the widest gap so far between the two. So the generic Republican candidate support would be 46% rather of likely U.S. voters, and the president picks up 42% of the vote. Here's the tricky thing, 3% prefer some other candidate, 9% are undecided. So what does it mean? You know, there's a lot of people you could talk to that will give you the positives and the negatives on both sides of this thing. In fact, when we talk to our friends at Talk Radio News who smother Washington like a blanket, they'll tell you this. Well, you're at a Democratic fundraiser, everything's looking good, and the president should ease his way into another term. You're at a Republican fundraiser, no way does Obama win, and whoever they put up is better than Obama, and they're going to win. So we're really looking at strange days ahead when it comes to 2012, and it's still pretty far out of the gate. Now, the president is certainly doing some stops along the way and some fundraisers, so he's slightly running. The people behind the scenes are running for him because there's so many serious issues. 2.5 wars going on, this debt ceiling, what are you going to do? Are you working through the holiday? And a gazillion other things erupting in the Middle East. I mean, my goodness, I picked up the Jerusalem Post today, and all the headlines were so ugly about uprisings in Egypt now turning violent, so nothing has been settled there. And the Yemeni president talking dealing to end the crisis there after the attacks have happened, and moving on to the turmoil in Greece that they covered in the little blip in the Post. So Middle East and Greece and a few other hot pockets along the way. And so here's the bottom line. We're in a serious spot right now. This is not another trivial election. Not that any of them should be treated that way, but this certainly is not the time to trivialize it. And I hope more people than ever, although I know it's just a fantasy of mine that 85% of the American voting population will go out and vote. It's always horrifically low. There is power in numbers, and there is power to the people. And if more people voted, then elections, I think, even with the Electoral College, would swing a little differently. But you will always hear somebody in a crowd say, what difference does it make? My vote doesn't count. And there's a reason it doesn't count, because so many people feel that way. So I'm not getting a lecture here on odds and ends, but that's part of the problem. So you see the Rasmussen poll, for what it's worth, showing that the Republican candidate, any candidate, would be a few points higher than Obama. But like I just said, we can have people on all night long that will tell you that's not right, and other people that will tell you that it is right. So nobody can be complacent on this deal, if you get my drift. Nobody can afford to be complacent. I mentioned this going into odds and ends, and this is really a true story. I was checking out. I was grabbing a couple of things because I've got my nephew and sister-in-law visiting, so I was grabbing things that I normally don't eat, you know, the potato chips and all that stuff, and checking out, and I saw the magazine rack, and on the magazine rack, I saw the Newsweek cover that had, and I sort of did a double take because it didn't make sense to me at first. I saw the Newsweek cover that has Princess Di on it with Kate Middleton, who would be her daughter-in-law, of course, if she were alive. And what it is what Tina Brown decided to do to show what if she were alive, because there was so much interest in Princess Diana, what would she be like, and what would she look like at 50 years old? You know, it's been 9 years since that car crash in Paris. 9 years. And I have to say, I didn't like the cover, really. Why do we have to see what she would look like at 50? And the oddness of putting her next to Kate Middleton, I thought, was a little strange. And somebody said to me, what do you make of that? What do you think of that? Do you think that that's disrespecting? Is that dissing the princess by having that kind of a cover? I don't know if it's dissing her. I just think it's tacky. I don't know. Kind of poor taste to me. But Tina Brown, that's the deal. She's the magazine guru. She was brought into Newsweek to lift them up because the magazine world, of course, is struggling like so many other print things. And you're going to, as much as you may have journalism sandwiched in between, you're going to have things that are added in, I think, to, of course, suck people into buying the magazine, to picking it up. Because if you're paying a couple of bucks, more than a couple of bucks, for the magazine, that's what people are looking for, the sensationalism. And you could certainly write a story about what's happened and what's happened to the things that she worked on, and looking back on her life and money she raised or whatever. And they do a piece like that. The piece, in fact, in the magazine is fine. It just says, what would she have been, you know, she would have been 50, what would she have been like, and here's some of the things that she did, and here's what she might have done, but here's what she did accomplish. And for that, I think it's okay, but I don't know. To me, the cover is just a little tacky to see that, especially with the two of them next to each other. But then I've moved on and realized, oh, there's so many other more important things to worry about. Even besides the debt ceiling, there are other things that are hanging in the balance, like the cost of war. This is another thing in the Cha-Ching department that we have talked about ad nauseum here on America Tonight. While we're all desperate to get into the black, and we continue to move along at a snail's pace, and yes, we know what the drop dead date is, 2014, and all the other things that have happened, and how many troops will be withdrawn. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and the president addressed the nation. So the cost for the troops, a $1 trillion price tag for the wars. The cost of the war overall, $3.7 trillion and counting. We have to bring the troops back home. We can't afford it. And we know this. This is a staggering amount. The final bill, $3.7 trillion, might be $4.4 trillion. And this is research that was done by Brown University, and they're trying to crunch the numbers, and that's what they came up with. And that's just way too much, especially with the obligations that we have hanging over our head when it comes to the loans that we have to pay off. And a lot of the generals don't agree with that. A lot of the generals think that we should stay there a little bit longer. But how much can you stretch a federal budget, first of all, when there is no existing budget? How far can you stretch it to cover these wars? And we've got an aging population. Can you say baby boomers? Baby boomers? It's very, very scary. I'm so frightened in the next 10 years that we could end up with tent cities all over the place. Because what are you going to do if you've got nowhere to turn? I hope not. I mean, I hope we are not riddled with that and we're in that kind of a crisis, but we have to get out from underneath all of this. All right, I got a really good one to end on. Craziest thing, and very funny to hear it. I heard it earlier in the day. There were a bunch of turtles that were crossing the runway in New York at JFK International Airport. So it stopped flights. And you know why they crossed the runway? Well, to get to the other side, ba-dum-bump. But to get to the other side to lay eggs on the little sandy shores of the wildlife refuge, which is right there. It borders the airport, and that's what they were doing. This is what they do. 150 diamondback terrapin turtles spotted Wednesday morning crossing what was runway 4L, they call it. So you had pilots galore from JetBlue and some other airlines that just basically stopped and let the turtles pass. So flight delays attributed to turtles. About 15, 20 minutes. Hey, we're circling around New York, ladies and gentlemen. Look out to your right, and you'll see the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty. And the reason why we're circling is because there are turtles that are crossing the runway. And it's the most popular breeding ground, they say, in North America, that Jamaica Bay, 185 acres. Who knew? I have to say, I had no idea that the turtles really had to cross so that they could lay eggs. Coming up, we're checking the mail. Plus, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff we've been talking about, like Princess Di, fair or foul, check her out at 50 on the cover of Newsweek, along with her would-be daughter-in-law, Saki. 800-259-5791.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees, enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Are you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Happy 4th of July weekend, America. I want to take this opportunity to salute all the people who have served us in the past and who continue to serve this great nation. And I truly mean that. It's a strange thing that I read just earlier in the day that I think all of you will be bowled over by. Kate Delaney, water cooler buzz. That's what we like to think of America tonight. Overnight Highway, you can be a part of it and throw in your 2 cents, and you might want to throw in your 2 cents on the two things I'm going to tell you about next. So if you go to a 4th of July parade, does that mean you're a right-winger? Does that mean you're conservative? Does that mean you are a flag-waving patriot right-wing, think of it, right, all the way down the line, a Republican? The reason I bring this up is because Harvard University did a study and they found out, or they're saying, that July 4th parades only really energize Republicans. And kids that go to the parades turn into Republicans. And it helps to boost the GOP turnout of adults on election day. I'm going to give you a couple of snippets from it. The interpretation of what they've written in this study, the correlation of the 4th of July. They're saying the 4th of July celebrations in Republican-dominated counties especially are probably more politically biased events than socializing events. So it turns the kids into Republicans. They suggest that Democrats really gain nothing from 4th of July parades, which I think is crazy because I think of all the people I know that are Democrats that go to parades and 4th of July parades and politicians who even march in them. They say there's no evidence of an increased likelihood of identifying as a Democrat, that people are identifying that. So the 4th of July shifts the preferences to the right rather than to the left or even center. I am so not making this up. I'm going to give you the three key things that they said. And again, this is Harvard University, a study they did. Here's the three key things. When done before the age of 18, they say it increases the likelihood of a youth, a kid, identifying as a Republican by at least 2%. It also raises the likelihood that the parade watchers will vote for a Republican candidate by 4%. And then the third thing, it boosts the likelihood that a reveler will vote by about 1% and increases the chances that they'll make a political contribution by 3%. Sounds like a lot of gobbledygook nonsense to me. Only Harvard could come up with this. And what did? How much time do they waste trying to flush out whether what the facts were in this study? How many parades did they go to? How many people did they talk to? How many politicians did they talk to? And I think it's crazy to suggest that. Certainly the county thing, I understand that. I understand the county part of it. But if you're in a very Republican area, well, any parade you go out, if all the people, if 90% of the people in a place where you live are Republican and they go to any event, well, then it's mostly Republicans, isn't it? I don't know. I'm going to say that this report is all wet, and I don't understand where they're coming up with the facts on this. I read it in a U.S. News report. The U.S. News reported on it, and I just laughed out loud. Do you think that's true? Do you think Republicans go to parades and then their kids are more likely, or the children that go to parades are more likely to become Republicans? I think that's crazy, but that's me. I don't have a Harvard education. I wasn't part of this Harvard study. They have too much time on their hands. And flushing out the details were nebulous to me. So I don't understand it. There was not enough I think research to prove that out. Number again, 800-259-5791. Okay, so here's the scoop. I've said this all along, like many of you. I have lots of Democrats in my life. I have lots of Republicans. I have lots of people who say, I hate them all. I have people who want a third party, who are very politically active, who are tired of everything that's coming out of Washington, the back and forth, the football just going from one end to the other. And, you know, the one common denominator is I think they all would go to a 4th of July celebration. So I don't think that holds any weight. Here's something to me that is just shocking. And I initially read this and thought, can this really be true? Can this really be true? Why, oh, why, when they're having these funerals, they're having funeral ceremonies at the Houston National Cemetery, and thanks to Kathy O'Connor, because she sent this to me and pointed it out, why can you not, in your own little ceremony, in your own funeral, why wouldn't you be allowed to say God bless you at funerals? Or say the word Jesus. Apparently, and this is true, there's a veterans group from Texas that has decided, well, we're tired of this. And they're actually filing claims that the Department of Veteran Affairs is preventing them from saying those words. You can't say God, you can't say Jesus during any kind of a funeral ceremony when you have that ceremony at this cemetery in Houston. I think that's just outrageous. How now they're policing what you can say at a funeral. You know, we buried my grandfather, I guess it was a year ago, in a military cemetery outside of Tampa, in between Tampa and Orlando, and we could say what we wanted. There were veterans there. There were other people on hand. They did the color guard ceremony for us, and they didn't tell us we couldn't say that. And it was a military cemetery, beautiful cemetery, but certainly that was never even brought up to us or suggested. So now this is just this one area, and I find that so unfair and so ridiculous that they're not allowed to do it, that they're getting a hard time at these funerals. I mean, how do you do that? What do? Pull them aside and say, hey, you can't do that where there's a little bit of censorship here. So, I mean, this is the deal. It's a soldier's funeral at the cemetery. I hope they change that for whatever reason and why they are being censored there. It makes no sense, and it's silly. It's ridiculous. And it's getting out of hand. If somebody fights for the country, if some of the other people want to recognize what they've done or their accomplishments and say whatever they want to say, I don't understand why they can't say that. Why do we have to keep removing the words God from things? I mean, really, systematically, the mention of God is being just wiped from our nation, it seems. And I can't understand the offensiveness of this, even with other religions. Call me crazy. 800-259-5791. All right, really, we're up against it, so I'm sure we will carry over if many of you are joining us in another Hour of America tonight, because that's too big of a discussion. I did want to tell you I have a nonpartisan burger recipe that I think is awesome. Here's what you do. You get your burger right. Make sure if you're putting it on a grill, really pat it down and make it so that it's not too, too thick, because that's always really tough to cook that meat right. Pour some soy sauce on it, you know, just kind of coat it in it, don't drench it. Put pepper and salt on it, put some Swiss cheese in the inside of it, then you can put whatever cheese you want on the top of it, and make sure, I already said the salt and pepper, make sure you have that, put the salt and pepper there. If you like garlic, and I think it tastes better this way, just a little pinch of garlic salt and some Parmesan cheese, and that is my nonpartisan burger that will be a hit with Republicans, Democrats, the undecided, the disenfranchised, whoever you invite to any of the picnics you have, particularly on 4th of July. Make it a good one.